Everything is all a go over there? You
red,
sure?
Red light, green light.
We're everything good. Is a go? What up, everybody?
You are tuned in to Lachey Show.
What up, yo? What's up, Danny?
How you doing? I feel like I haven't been here in a month.
Because you haven't.
It feels good to be back. That music was going. I was feeling it in my seat.
Yo, shout out to Kick Beats again for that Lachey Show music. Because every time that comes on, it just... freaking knocks. And you know I'm still on this high. Have you ever got high before, Dan?
I've never gotten high.
Ever?
I've never smoked anything in my life.
Anything?
I've drunk.
Except
drank.
Booty.
No. I've had like liquor and alcohol, but I never smoked cigarette, joint.
You never had a cigarette in your life?
No, ma'am.
A joint?
No joint. I've passed.
What the hell are you holding it for?
If you're in a car with people, you're hanging. Like, I was in bands growing up, so people, they do shit. But I would just drink, and everybody else would smoke.
No.
This is what I've always said. If that shit came in pill form,
right?
I don't like the idea of smoking. I don't want to use a needle. But if a bad drug came in, like, a pill form, I'd probably do it.
Right.
Because it's, like, easy.
Well, ecstasy.
Oof. No, that shit scares me.
Yeah.
Because that's where you, like, fuck goats. And... you shave your body and shit. Like, I don't want that. I don't need that.
Well, I asked you that because I came off of a phenomenal high.
A natural high.
A natural high.
The best kind, kids.
Oh, my God. What a freaking weekend. What a freaking weekend. But, all right. Before we even get into the weekend... let's talk about how was your weekend? Because you had some things going on, and we've missed you. Where the hell you been? Okay.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, in the time away? Well, 1 week you had an interview.
Okay. That was the Giz interview.
That was the Giz interview. Okay. Who was at the party that we're going to discuss later, right?
Absolutely.
Good. Before that, I had some family party, okay, as you recall. So I wasn't lighting the world on fire. I just had some... commitments. So,
but you did have that Christmas show.
Oh yeah, you want to talk about
that? Absolutely. We can talk about that.
So yeah, my close friend Gerald does a Christmas show every year.
How'd you meet Gerald?
We used to work together.
Oh, okay.
He's the gayest man I know. One of the loveliest men I know. Good dude. Mm-hmm. We worked together for 4 or 5 years.
Gayest.
Gayest.
Oh,
like gay.
Very gay.
Super queer. Gay. Just gay.
There was some uncomfortable moments in that show, by the way.
Yeah, so he has a yearly residency with the Stonewall Inn. It's this famous gay bar downtown where...
Oh, is it a gay bar?
Yeah, it's... You couldn't tell?
No.
it's where, like, the quote-unquote gay revolution started in New York, where a lot of the riots were happening back in the day. So it's like it's actually a national landmark. Okay. He has a residency there. I'm a part of that show, so he kind of has his... I don't know. What is it more? Like a cabaret Broadway part. Mm-hmm. I come out with an acoustic guitar, kind of level it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we did that this past Tuesday. You were there in attendance.
Of course. Where else would I be?
You're right. It's Tuesday night.
Right.
I do the non-peak days, and you pick the Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good show, good turnout.
It was.
The crowd was...
I enjoyed it, by the way.
Thank you. The crowd was responsive to it.
Did you hear me when I was yelling in a little ghetto?
Of course.
So they're not going to move. Anyway.
Your voice pierces.
It was a... good time.
Thank you. And thank you for coming.
Of course. I support you always. So can we get to...
Yeah, that was the preamble.
The gala.
You want to get to it.
Oh, God. All right. So last week, Sunday, December 4th, 2016, it was the party of the freaking year. Master Ace's 50th birthday bash. Oh, my God. It was a phenomenal event. That's going to be talked about for months and months to come. First, before we even get into all of the highlights of the event, I just wanted to again say happy 50th birthday to my baby daddy, my husband, Pooh, aka Master Ace. And it just brought me a lot of joy to celebrate him in that way, because I think the most important part of the night for me is just making him aware of what he deserves. That was the highlight for me. It was showing him that this is what you're due. And that was very, very important to me. So I hope that he understands how important he is to hip hop. And over, you know, 30 years in this business of hard work and diligence, he was given that due. So yeah, happy 50th birthday again to Poopy. It definitely was a party for a king, for real. It's a couple of people that I do want to thank.
And when you say a couple, you mean a scroll?
Yeah, it kind of like a scroll. Uh-huh. Let me
unfurl it. Yep. Yeah,
yeah. Who helped me, you know, make the party a thing a thing. Mm. So, first of all, please don't be mad if I don't say your name, because you know it was 600 people there, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to say everybody's age. And if I happen to not mention your name, please.
Understand.
Yeah, understand. Blame my mind and not my heart. And know that you're still appreciating, right? Because you know that I'm kicking 50 in the booty, too. So, a lot of shit I can't remember. So, first things first. Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, DJ Polo, Roxanne Shante. Do you know these people? Because you're shaking your head like,
By name, because I saw them.
Roxanne Shante, by the way, I want to tell you, was one of my highlights of the damn going night, okay? She did her thing. She still looked good. She sounds exactly that she sounded freaking 25 years ago. And I enjoyed that performance that she did. Craig G., Marley Marr, Glamorous from the Juice Crew, Vinny and KG from Naughty by Nature. Oh man. Do It All from Lords of the Underground, Lord Finesse, Family, Sadat X from the Brand Nubians, Family, Peter Guns. Do you know who Peter Guns is?
I know who he is after that night. Yeah. Now I do.
I thought you might know him from Loving Hip Hop or something.
Great
like that,
name,
whatever.
Though. Great name.
But all my girlfriends was telling me, yo, don't take no picture with him, because if you do, you might be pregnant tomorrow, because he got like 10 kids or whatever. But he was there supporting Sonny Chiba from Camp Love. I know you don't know who that is, but he came.
I know who the actual Sonny Chiba is from all the Kung Fu movies.
Okay, let's move on. Russell Peters, I wanted to thank you for coming in and flying in last moment, and just, you always show love to us, and we love you too. Rod Digger, you know Rod Digger.
Friend of the show.
Yes. Giz, who I just
friend of the
from
show.
Audio 2 was there. He ripped it. Melly Mel and Grandmaster Cass from the Cold Crush Brothers that we were talking about earlier. You know, it was so funny that I just want to say that, just a sidebar, but DJ Mr. C, first off. Oh, my God. DJ Mr. C is the best who ever did it, okay? First off, I'm so freaking proud that, you know, like, he's ours. You know what I'm saying? You know, that feeling. But just something that just came to mind. So Melly Mel had came up to C and was asking him, did he have The Message, which was one of their biggest records. And C didn't have The Message. So let me tell you, C goes and he finds Ice Cube's Check Yourself, because they used The Message in that, and he just kept ripping that. Oh, like, that's a fucking DJ. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
On the fly, making it happen. I have to say, as I can say this about a bunch of different things at that party, but I was a fish out of water, so it was just a lot of observation.
Right.
And I could see how C played kind of like the general.
Yes.
Where he's directing traffic. Who's coming up? Where are you going? What are you doing over here?
Get off the stage!
Fuck you! Get him out of here. But all control. I mean, he had a bead of sweat, but he's a bigger dude. I get it. But never once did I say, you know, he's underwater with this. Like, right. He had his shit together. And seeing how, from the outside, how chaotic it was, it moved smoothly. Yes. It was wonderful to see.
Well, he's a Leo. He's controlling. You know, this is what he does.
It was nice.
Very nice. Special K and Teddy Ted from The Awesome 2.
While you're going at this, for any of you listening or watching who didn't show, this should be... Why didn't I go?
That's a death.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, people was coming up to me at the end of the party saying, yo, this should not have been $20, yo. Mm-hmm. This was a freaking concert. Mm-hmm. Like, this was way beyond $20. But right. School Belover, which is one of Kane's dancers, family, also known as Johnny Famous, EMC, Fluin, which is, of course, family, Wordsworth and Strickland, Power Malu, everybody loves Power, Steve the Angry Merch Guy. You know, these dudes, like, hold Pooh down since ever. You know what ever means, right?
Yeah.
It's a long fucking time.
It's a mighty long time.
Yeah, when you take four of them over. And let me see, who else? Oh, Steady Pace. Steady Pace. Now, a lot of people don't know that Steady Pace is a D.O. You know what I'm saying? You know what D.O. is? Day one.
Mm-hmm.
From
high school kids.
No, beyond past high school. Matter of fact, the more I think about it, Steady might be the one person in that building that night that has known Pooh the longest out of every person that was there. Mm. I mean, like, he's been friends with him since a boy. Before me, even. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, he's original day one. So, Steady Pace was there, which, you know, was Steady was Pooh's DJ.
I do know that.
In the beginning. Let me see. Busy B was there. No, I gotta give you some homework. Do you know, when they did that, we went the hell off. How you gonna have Busy B there? Okay? Chris Rivers was there. Big Pun's son. How about Freddie Fox, a.k.a. Bumpy Knuckles? It was so good to see him. And also, I want to give a special thanks to Eminem and all of the people that really helped me orchestrate him with the... Because he really wanted to be there, but scheduling conflict. But he did the next best thing was to send a video and for us to put that video up there with him reciting Pooh's lyrics and just at the end, you know, expressing to him how much he meant and inspired his career. Like, I ain't even gonna front. I had to freaking beep in the corner of my eye like that was gonna fall. I don't know why the hell Pooh ain't cry, but I was seriously was about to cry because it's inspiring. Very heartfelt video. It was so freaking dope. Also, I want to thank the Freedom Party who, you know, put their all into this and made it like a freaking event. Also, Danny from Lyricist Lounge that came on in because he believed in it and, you know, got respect for Pooh. Cakes by Violet, who did the cake. Miss Balloons New York City, who did the decorations. Chef David Bannister, who kept the hors d'oeuvres coming all night. Dave, you did your thing. Mad people was coming up to me asking me for chef number. You can hit me on LacheyShow@gmail.com. All these people that I'm mentioning is on the gram. And, you know, if you want your situation to be a little bit like that situation, you might want to holler at them because they did their thing. Also, my glam squad. I'm sorry, Danny, but I just got to say.
Please.
Takesha here, who laced that weave to the 10th power. I appreciate you who took me. Shut up, Danny. London Jules, who came to my hotel and beat the dog out of my face. And my mother, London, came. His hashtag is Slay King, and that's exactly what he did when he came to my hotel, because he slayed that face. Did he not, Danny?
He did.
He slayed it. And let me just tell you about London. So after he finished doing my face, I was like, yo, London, I got my little lipstick that I want to wear that I had bought especially for the event. So he took my lipstick and he looked at it like this and he said, yeah, we not using that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I felt fine because I was
You knew you were in good hands.
I knew I was in his hands and he was going to have me walk in that building. So I love you for that and I love you for making me right when I walked in that building. So who else? Lastly, I want to thank all the people that flew in, especially for the event.
and they made that night a priority. Let me see. The photographer, the videographer, Get My Good Side. You can find them on the gram too. Camila Cherry, who flew in from Stockholm, Sweden. That's a jewel of a friend. I love you, Camila, and your son, for you to just take that time out and get on that plane for ordain hours. I don't know however long it was, but I know it was freaking long. Y'all are the bomb. And last but not least, I could not have executed half of the shit that I've done. Because I, look, everybody was calling me, texting me, giving me a lot of love and everything. But I ain't even going to lie. There ain't no way in hell that I could have did half of the stuff that I did if it wasn't for DJ Mr. C. And everybody who knows me knows that that is my big brother for real, for real. And I just want to say that when he holds the clears down, he holds us down. And I love you genuinely. And y'all, you already know I mean that for real, for real. Torre is another brother that I appreciate you. You know, but a lot of people don't know. People coming behind the scenes, showing us love, looking out. Torre comes, you know, he comes over me, hands me a water money, and you know, and keeps it moving. Like, people don't know. There's genuine love in the building, holding me down. Torre, I love you and Kim. In case you didn't know, you know, Torre got his own show on Sirius XM Hip Hop Nation. So, you know, support April Walker. Another
friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Coming in there looking right, April. Ricky. Let's talk about Ricky, okay? How about Ricky?
Let's talk about him.
Let's talk about Ricky.
What's funny about him.
Okay, what?
Is, like, he, for me, was the great unknown. Like, because, all right, we started doing this show proper, how long? Year two, whatever it is, many years ago. And then all of a sudden, this name starts popping up. Rick likes this photo.
Prime Rick.
Rick chiming into this. You guys are doing a great job. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm thinking that's Shay's neighbor. And then, you know, you think people are just supporting. Then I hear the story. Man, I haven't seen him in years. He doesn't know me shit. He's just supporting out of support.
That's right.
And
loyal.
Shortly before the show, I had actually reached out to Rick because I had a...
Pause. No.
I had an extra ticket to a show I thought he might have been interested in. He politely declined, said he couldn't make it. He had to do some stuff. But then I got to meet this guy. Really good dude. Bought me a drink. Yes, he did.
And Ricky, I didn't get... you ain't buy me no drink.
You weren't paying for shit the whole night. But I say all that to say, this is a dude who you hadn't seen in many years.
Yes,
who,
over 20.
Who just kind of came... to the party and came to dig in this show of his own volition. It's not like he was like, it's not like he said, you know, I have to do this because I see Shay all the time. And,
right.
You know, I got to keep up with my appearances.
It's just genuine love.
Genuine love, genuine dude. So thank you for coming. Thank you for the drink. And, you know, I consider him a buddy now.
He is.
So thank you for that, Rick.
And I thank you too. It was really good seeing you. And just so you know, I don't know if you noticed, but you know, I met Ricky when I used to work at Department of Environmental Protection.
You worked at the EPA.
Yes, I did. I worked there as an operator.
No shit.
I'm giving you real history.
That's that. Okay? That is real Lachey show history.
Yo, let me tell you. And even when I worked there, Ricky, you held me down. Mad people calling me. Oh, my sewer backed up. I'm like, Ricky, please. Don't worry about it. Pass them through. Pass them through. Like, you know, and I just want to say it was super good seeing you, Ricky. And I love you to death. For real, for real. Auntie Cole, let's talk about Auntie Cole walking in
let's
that building.
Let's talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about
Honey,
it.
Honey, with all that leather on.
You Jesus want... Christ. I said this.
You tried to cut deals with Auntie Cole before you knew it was Auntie Cole?
In our production meeting, I had to be frank. And I said,
Frank.
I was standing there next to my sister. We were hanging out. Uh-huh. And I saw this woman who had an incredible view from my sight line.
She had an incredible future behind her.
She looked... Woman who looked very nice. And when you see a woman who looks nice, you give the double, you give the triple take, right?
Right.
But nicely. You're not going to do anything bad. So then I just kind of, you kind of log that in your brain. And the time went on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half hour, 45 minutes later, I'm in the VIP section because you were nice enough to put me on the list.
Good night, Danny.
So I'm up in there. And I look to my right and I'm like, there's that same woman. And then I look up at her face finally. And,
damn.
And I, damn. And I say, it's Nicole. And I just felt like everything I should have thought should go out the window.
Right. Well, that was nice of you. Shout out to Auntie Cole for holding us down on the production tip.
Absolutely.
Today while Pooh was in Ireland somewhere. Who else? My mom. Can't
Looked
forget
wonderful.
Mommy. London beat that face too, by the way. For real, for real. That party was a freaking movie. I mean, let's keep it real. Let's keep it funky. For real. I want to thank my boo-boo Hilda that came through. Don't forget, y'all, don't be hitting me talking about, what about me. I love y'all, for real. I just some, you know, names that's coming to mind. Hilda's a day one. Samantha, Lynette's, did you see Lynette?
I did see Lynette.
Oh, okay.
Lynette looked about 18, 19 years old, too.
This is what we do, then.
That is. Black don't crack, and that
you
night.
You better know it.
That night was evidence of
you
the fact.
You better know it.
It's true.
We 40, kicking 40, 50 in the booty, and we still dropping it like it's hot in these streets, okay? Like we 20. And you better know it. For real, for real. I'm sorry, I had a moment. My twins came in and flew down to support me. Sadell and Rochelle, Atlanta, North Carolina. Mm. Shy, Asia, Allie, Mizzy, Donna, Nancy, Tracy, Keita, Nikki, Nikki, my day one, her sister, Janine, Kit Kat. Yo, let me tell you something. Anybody who know me or been following my career knows that when I was an artist, I had two dancers, a guy and a girl, and it was Spice and Kit Kat, and everybody know that that's Lynette and Kit Kat, and both of them was there, and that was a freaking reunion for me, okay? So, I appreciate you, Kit Kat, because you came all at the end, because I know you was on the plantation working all day, but you made it your business to come through to support and show love, and I appreciate that. Dakita was there, everybody who know me and Keita been friends since 7th grade, so she came through. Fatima, Sarita, yo, Sarita, I didn't even get a chance to talk to you. You came, you know, I saw you. I was about to cry again like I did on my first 40th birthday party, but I didn't. Cece, oh, let me see. My cousin Cindy Sands, her mother Cynthia, I love y'all. Janine, Demita, Kanice, Ebony, Deborah, my brothers, both of them was in the
building. Saw them.
Both of them light-skinned, looking light-skinned in the building. Who else am I forgetting? Oh, yo, you know what? Our Brooklyn Radio family was in the building.
Why didn't you find me, Brooklyn Radio family?
Yeah. Well, all right, not actually some of them.
Oh, still.
Our friends from Brooklyn Props, actually 1/3, because the other two didn't come, Gavin. I was very happy to see Gavin.
Oh, I did meet Gavin.
Did you meet Gavin?
Mm-hmm.
If you closed your eyes, wouldn't you think he was black? No. He talks just like a black dude.
He looks like a white dude, though.
But, yeah. But I'm okay. Just all right. But anyway, Randy. He said Randy was sick. That's why he didn't make it. But I don't understand what that got to do with you, Megan, because you still could have came. Okay? Randy grown. He could have took care of himself. But anyway, Megan, I just really would have loved to see you there. Who else? Lynn. My Lynn.
Not Von, his Lynn, not no, her Lynn, but
my Lynn was there. Voncho, Cedric, Stephanie. Cedric and Stephanie came and supported the Christmas show. You better give them two shout-outs.
Shout-out to Cedric and Stephanie. So, I see them last year in the Orange Basement.
Yeah, because we had the game night.
Cedric mastered the English language better than most.
Honey!
Better than most American people that I know, to the point where we're playing a word game and Cedric was killing it.
Yes, he was.
That's just a sidebar.
And English is his second language.
It was wonderful to see. So Cedric and I pal around at the party. Cedric's looking good. Stephanie's looking good. They're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They were thrilled to come and support me at my show on Tuesday.
That was very nice.
Following Ace's party. So thank you again to you guys for coming out. You know, think about it. When you go on vacation, you have limited time.
That's right.
Okay, what are we going to do this day? What are we doing in the morning, noon, or night? Where are we eating? Whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I like when you said eating just now. You left off the G. I like when you
rubbing
talk
off,
like that.
You're rubbing off.
All right, go ahead.
They took one of their final nights in New York City mm-hmm. to come and support me and come to my show and take some great pictures. So that's much appreciated.
That's love.
Can we talk about love for a second?
Oh, shit. But can I finish my name?
Please
first?
Do. All right, please
Jesus
do.
Christ. Margaret, Henry, Aisha, Peaches, Faye, Pat, Marianne, Coach V, Kick Beats was even in the building. Did you know that?
I did.
Mm. Karen, Trina, Adanita, Kanisha. And I know it's a whole way. Yo, it just made me feel good, too, that, you know, not the new chicks that's coming around. Because I learned that I can't do new friends. You understand what I'm saying? And I had to be reminded that night that There's a lot of day ones in that building that held me down from a long time ago and that's still holding me down. And I just love y'all. And keep in mind, that was just a few of my peoples, not to mention pool people. But I just want to say to everybody, thank you. It was a phenomenal event, and I appreciate you. All right, now, your love story.
Speaking of love, now, you just spouted out your scroll.
Was that what it was?
But what's great about that is that's like the internal. You know, those are your people for your party. Now, I would consider myself in your inner circle. However, I was a fish out of water as it relates to the environment.
Right.
I am not a card-carrying hip-hop fan. I didn't know anybody on that stage aside from Master Ace, aside from their name.
Right.
You know what I mean? But as an outsider, mm-hmm. I had a little bit of an elevated seat, and to see the love for the genre, love for the art, love for all that stuff in the building was inspiring in itself.
Right.
So you see these people who, whether they paid, whether they knew you, whatever, what, coming in and just losing their shit when certain beats would drop, when certain people would come out, when certain things would go on. It was just fucking amazing. And I'm not somebody who was affected by
right,
it. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, you ain't even a hip hop fan like that.
I can tell you, I knew 2% of the songs played that night. 2%? And I was okay with that because I felt the love for the music.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could cut that shit with a knife. And it was so cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, there was love for Lachey Show in that building.
While
you were being hostess of honor, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, like, people were coming up to me unsolicited. I just showed up to support.
But you was looking good, baby.
Thank you.
You had that bow tie cracking.
I appreciate
that.
You
was in there serving bean pie. I'm serious. You was doing you.
But it was cool because, I wanted to make my rounds to make sure I could see people that I knew.
How many numbers you got?
Zero numbers.
What?
But I was looking for the JFs of the world. I was looking for the Ricks of the world. Just people that I knew would be there.
JF too was in the building.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Roman.
Yes.
Yo, I'm sitting up here like, yo, it's no way that it's impossible for me to remember everybody, but I'm sorry.
Of course, no.
But not to cut you off. No, I'm
prepared. But when I was going around, I had people, Pearl Gates.
Oh, shit!
Came up to me. I don't know
Pearl. You mean the one and only Pearl Gates?
I don't know Pearl Gates from the man up the street, but that man, Pearl Gates, came up to me saying, hey, man, I dig what you're doing on the show. That's awesome. Keep it up. And I said, I'm sorry, who are you? And he said, Pearl Gates. And I was like, oh, my God, I listened to your stuff with Ace. That's awesome. So there were a lot of connections made that night. Got to meet Ace's cousin, Cece.
That's right.
Came from Chicago, telling me, you do a great job that show. Like, we don't do this for the applause, so right. to speak. We do this because we dig it. We do it because it's fun. We do it because we think we got a good thing going. DJ Schneider.
Yes.
Who got crowdfunded.
That's right.
By his people in Germany.
That's right.
To get a flight and an Airbnb in
That's
New York
love,
City to attend
yo.
An Ace's party. Comes up to me and he goes, hey, man, you do the show. Hey, man, this is great. We listened to it in Germany. I was like, holy shit.
That's a good accent, too.
Thank you. Danke. It was just like very... It was just very eye-opening for me because I'm just a dude,
right?
Right? Like, I'm just a dude. I go to work every day.
I'm just a dude.
We do this great thing every Sunday. But to have people come up to me and be like, yo, man, like, that, I dig
That's
it.
That's love,
That
yo.
Was just cool. Like, cool people, good music, hella good vibes.
That's and what that building was
That's
full of.
That's what it was. Full of good vibes and love. And, like, whether you knew any of the bars being spit or none of them, you still felt it. And it was so cool. And it was also cool. I'm somebody who knows Ace just from breaking bread with him at his kitchen table, right? And to see the love coming in for him, mm-hmm. that blows my mind. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was.
So, yeah, as someone who isn't as plugged into the pipeline, so to speak, it still resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. Going home, you just felt that good emotion. So thank you for including me.
We wouldn't have done it without you.
That's a lie. That's a hardcore fucking lie.
Yeah, it is. but, you know, I appreciate that because it really was exactly that. unfortunately, we have to come down off of this high.
This natural high.
And talk about a little bit of sad news. You know, despite the gala that we went to and, you know, how happy we were. Overall, 2016 been pretty sucky. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was actually happy that it ended on a high note. You know what I mean? But it was just so many saddening things that happened in 2016. And I hate to to come down off of this happiness, but it has to be acknowledged. So quickly, I would like to say rest in peace to Alex Gasson. And for everybody who don't know who Alex Gasson is, he was a brilliant filmmaker and video director. On December 2nd, him and his fiance tragically passed away in an Oakland warehouse fire, which claimed 36 lives. I didn't know Alex personally, but my husband, Ace, he did, and he was like really, really heartbroken. I told you, like, he's up all night, like, just really, really distraught about his passing. Alex G has worked with Spike Lee and countless artists as a video director. He worked with Torre and Sky Zoo. And he also worked, of course, with Master Ace. And he directed the video Story of Me, which, in my opinion, is one of the best videos that Pooh has ever done, if not the best video. So anybody who didn't see that video, it's awesome. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined, but reports have shown that the building hadn't even been inspected for over 30 years. Mm. So this is a very, very sad story, but, you know, like I said, he needed to be acknowledged. Rest in peace, brother. He was only 35 years old. And he leaves behind 4-year-old twin girls that, if you Google him, you could probably Google the daughters. They're freaking gorgeous. And actually, they even started like a You Caring link to support his baby. So if you can, go and support. It's the holidays. They already at like $35,000 and their goal is $50,000. So they almost there. Go support and rest in peace to Alex G. Another thing that I wanted to mention too is that you know, we only got two more shows of the Lachey Show for 2016, right?
This one and the next one.
This one and the next one.
Right.
Exactly.
This is Danny Love's last show for 2016.
Yeah, where you gonna be? Why this is your last?
So 26, I'm gonna be very brief with this, but 2016 being the year of just like shit. We, as an immediate family, decided that we needed to get the fuck away for a short time.
That's a good thing.
So next weekend, I will be bowing out of the Lachey Show. So the family's just getting away for a quick weekend. But
where you going? Oh, we want to know. We nosy.
So this is something I've never been to. It's called Smithville, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's near Atlantic City.
Okay.
And apparently they have this like really nice Christmas village and, you know, like shit like that for families to just waste money and do. Mm-hmm. So we're all going down there, probably waste some money, get some food.
That's unlike you. You waste money.
Tis the season though.
Right. Okay.
But just detachment. And I encourage everybody to do that. Take your time off work. Don't let that shit carry over. Recharge. Do what you got to do. That's what this time of the year is all about. Be with your family and just fucking chill. So that's what we're
doing. Well, I hope you have a good one.
Thank you.
Next week, JF will be coming in to hold you down.
Thank you, JF.
Did you properly greet JF for holding you down in your absence?
I greeted him, but I did not acknowledge the fact that he keeps this seat
nice
warm.
And warm.
Nice and warm. And there's always an added layer of brokenness into this chair when I come back in.
Brokenness!
He is a good man.
He is.
Good size, too.
So we only got like two more shows, including this one. And I want to let you guys know, too, that we're coming back in the new year in 2017, because, you know, we're not going to be here for Christmas and New Year's. Damn, can I have two freaking days off? And we're coming back to a live show, but with a live audience. So this is going to be on Sunday, January 8th, in New York City at Manhattan Brew and Vine from the hours of 1 to 3 p.m., we're going to have some special guests and surprises in the building. Everybody's going to come out and, you know, show us love
And we're going to have a couple of little surprise interviews. You could come and drink and get your little drinky drink on. And you could come and get your little eat on. And Danny will be there. I don't know if he'll have the bow tie on, but he'll be there.
If there are enough requests for the bow tie, I'll wear it.
And it's going to be like a really nice event. And I'm excited about it.
You know what I just realized?
I'm amazing.
I've known that.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't need to just realize that. Okay, that's cool. A fact of life.
This is true.
I just realized that I haven't fully been able to acknowledge the Mixcloud Award because I have been absent from
Speak
the show.
Speak on it, God!
So I'm sure that this got covered and recovered.
That's all right. We could cover
but
it again and
I just,
again.
I just want to thank our friends at Mixcloud and the committee that voted Lachey Show as the best culture talk show of 2016. That was fucking amazing.
Yo.
That was really cool. And also, you know, using that as like the barometer for the year as far as this show goes, holy shit. We went from relatively nothing, like very humble beginnings,
came
let me put it that way.
Shit.
Started from the bottom in January 2016.
Right.
To get a nomination in October 2016. To then win the fucking thing. That's pretty fucking cool. And much appreciated. And that I say all that to say, we're kicking off 2017 with a bang. We're not resting on our laurels. We're trying new things. Thanks to you guys for bringing me on this cool ride. And I'm appreciative for you, appreciative of Mixcloud, appreciative of all the people who listen and help behind the scenes.
Are you getting mushy?
It's just cool. Oh, like, okay. You know.
You getting a beat?
I would never do it in front of you.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that.
Okay.
But no, like, you know, like you kind of do things and when you're in your own silo about it, you're not thinking about who's out there, who's listening, who's this, who's that. So when people come out and acknowledge you for good, bad, or worse, it's just cool.
I believe that good things happen to good people. I'll
drink to that.
You know, so you're absolutely right. What an honor for us to not even be doing it that long. And not to mention, we were up against
This American Life. They made an HBO series with that shit. That shit is a money maker. And then they were like, you know what? Lachey Show, checkbox. That blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, even people at Brooklyn Radio was like, yeah, guys, listen.
Right.
It's a great nomination, but I'm going to tell you guys right now, you're probably not going to get that.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get it. So let's not even whatever. And look what happened.
Amen.
Look at God.
And okay? Go to show 2017, starting out, exploring new boundaries. Who does live shows? That's some shit.
Yeah.
It's not gonna.
I'm with it as long as it's food there.
Yeah.
And alcohol there.
And if it's a success, I'd imagine we keep doing them periodically.
Oh shit! You manager now? Oh shit! Put it in. Go ahead, talk to Ike and make it happen. So yeah, so we're pretty excited about the live show. So come on out and support us and show us love. You know what I mean? Cause we doing it for you. You know, at the end of the day, we doing it for you. Do you want to like hop into get on a topic, you know, like actually talk about something.
Yeah,
current.
40 after the hour, why not? Let's do
it. Oh, we don't have no time, really,
No, we
right?
could do this. We could do this.
All right, so I just want to talk about Beyonce real quick.
Of course.
Because I definitely do want to leave some time for this song, because I've been looking forward to this song for a long time. But anyway, somebody, again, got a problem with the queen. And I'm sick of y'all. I'm serious. Now, you hit me not too long ago telling me about how some country artist had a problem with her, with her performing at the Country Music Awards, and
right.
she ain't really have no place for that or whatever. But anyway, let me just try to give y'all the quick version. It's going to be hard because, you know, I'm a little lengthy at times. But anyway, Beyonce got 9 Grammy nominations, and one of them are for Best Rock Performance for a song called Don't Hurt Yourself. Okay, now I don't know if you know this song or if you've seen this video, but when I say she is giving rock to the 10th power, okay, she's got the hair, she it's all rocky. Okay, I'm feeling it. All right, anyway, this song is featuring Jack White. I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. Maybe you can help me.
Jack White was in the White Stripes.
Okay. Bom, 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 you remember that bom. Feeling that you felt when you saw all of them hip-hop legends on the stage that
yes,
night?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's that feeling.
You
I got.
Know Jack White.
I do?
Jack White is also on the cutting edge of just kind of like do-it-yourself rock.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack White owns Third Man Records in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot, whatever.
You sound like Charlie Brown teacher
okay,
right now.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So anyway, to me, it sounds super, super rock-roly, but some people had a problem with it, with her being in this category. Again, me, I ain't see it being a problem because I thought it fit it, you know, whatever. It was a rock performance, what it's to me. We know that she's not a rock artist, but this is the prime example to me as to when you are on top of your game, somebody always gotta come and try to freaking come for you. And you know, I just had a problem with that. They had something to say when she freaking sung, well, lip sang that Star Spangled Banner for the inauguration for Obama. So she came, she did a press conference, and she sung her damn face off just to show y'all I can sing, my nigga. You understand? I had to come and let y'all know. Don't get it twisted. I did that because I wanted to be a flawless, you know, performance.
Right.
But I just had to remind y'all. They did the same thing at the Country Music Awards. Now they doing the same, you know, when she sang with the Dixie Chicks.
Yep.
Why? Because she killed it? That's why. But anyway, just to let y'all know, she's up against Alabama Shakes. No clue. David Bowie. Ding, 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 ding. I know who David Bowie is. Disturbed.
Okay. They did a cover of a Simon and Garfunkel song.
No clue.
Okay.
And 21 Pilots.
Okay.
You know them?
I know them all.
Okay. No. All right. My thing is that when are you going to leave her alone? I can understand if she was doing... I know you looking at because, you know, you got your problem with Beyonce. I do fight.
I'm not fighting. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying.
If I was going to get you something for Christmas, it would be a t-shirt that just had emblazoned on it. Leave Beyonce alone.
I would love that.
No. Please. No. Can we start
leave
a little?
Beyonce.
Fuck alone.
Okay? Because you're getting on my nerves with it now. I could understand if everybody was coming for her and she's doing, you know, trying
stupid
out all
shit.
These different genres and she garbage.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But don't come for her when she at the top of her game and every single thing that she's doing, whether it's country, rock and roll, whatever, or just regular R&B, she killing it. She's slaying it. That's when they come for you. And it just really gets... I mean, and not to mention, I just want to say this real quick, that you know David Bowie's going to win any freaking way.
You just took my fire, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, right or wrong?
A fucking A. Black Star by David Bowie, if I had to guess, will win 6 Grammys, even if it's nominated for 4. They're somehow going to give him 2 more because they like that shit.
Exactly.
Like, the Grammy people are either way behind the times, they're either trying to be so ahead of the times that they actually fuck up.
Right.
But, like, nobody should take this Grammy shit with anything more than a grain of salt.
Thank you.
And, yeah, to your point, Beyonce has hit at least a triple
on
all of this shit that she's done jumping out of the box for her.
Hmm.
There hasn't been one pop up. There hasn't been one ground out. Beyonce's doing well, and she's doing it strategically well.
Mm.
She's not partnering with, like, some unknown.
Right.
She's not doing some weird mashup
shit. She paid her dues.
Yeah.
And
like, and I've been on record as saying I'm not the biggest Beyonce guy, but I just respect what she does.
Mm.
And especially if it's
halfway
decent.
And that's all you gotta do.
Right. Right.
And that's all you gotta
do. I don't gotta buy it. I can
respect
it.
Right. Thank you. Because the bottom line and the moral of the story is Beyonce is unfuckwithable.
Mm.
Okay? Period.
That's another t-shirt.
We can move on. Can we have... I need to get to this song. I need... Can you please remind people what's about to go down?
Yeah. So, for the under-initiated, every week...
Under-initiated?
Every week, Lachey assigns me a song...
Right.
...that I likely have never heard a second of in my life, mostly in the pop or hip-hop category.
Right.
That I then need to interpret and do an acoustic version of.
Right. And your song, your homework for, I don't know what it was, 2 weeks ago. Now, I just want to say that 2 weeks ago, this shit going to be popping, right, Danny? This going to be popping.
I love the optimism.
Yo.
I am going to put a little disclaimer that you hate and say that in the midst of those 2 weeks, I was preparing for a sold out show in the Stonewall Inn. And I was ironing my tie. For Mass Day's 50th birthday party.
And that took time?
You bet.
Can you tell everybody what your song is?
The song is Black Beatles.
You heard how he said black?
By Ray Schmurder.
Yeah, Schmurder.
It's like Bobby Schmurder's cousin.
Let's go, Danny. Make me smile.
I pray to God.
It was a good weekend. Keep it going.
I pray to God that there are some Beatle fans out there.
Black Beetle?
British Beatles.
Uh-oh.
That girl is a real crowd pleaser. Small world, all her friends know me. Young bull, acting like an old geezer. Quick release of cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her into your skin, then you begin to make it better. 'Cause that girl is a real crowd pleaser. Small world, all her friends know me. Young bull acting like an old geezer. Quick release of cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops. Nah, 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 nah. Na 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 na, hey Jude. Na 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 na. Na 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 na, hey Jude. That girl is a real crowd pleaser. Na 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 na.
A little mixy mix.
Small world, all her friends know. Hey Jude. Young bull living like an old geezer. Na 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 na. Quick release of cash, watch it fall. Hey Jude. Frat girl still trying to get even. Na 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 na. Haters mad for whatever reason, Jude. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. Na na na. They lose it when the DJ drops. Hey Jude.
You really caught me off with that one, Danny.
So I hope the subtlety is gone and you understand I was doing White Beatles and Black Beatles there. That was the whole idea. If it went over people's heads, I apologize.
I don't think that went over our heads.
Good.
We're pretty small crowd.
I tried to pick one of the most popular songs.
Let me just say
But
this.
I could but I dug you didn't even ask me if I dug the song.
I don't care cuz I liked it. Danny?
Yes.
Let me just start off with something positive. I really truly appreciated the creativity.
Thank you.
I really like that. It wasn't your area. It wasn't your realm. You know what I mean?
No, right.
I didn't ask you whether you liked the song or not because I know you hated it.
But I want to tell you that I hated it. I dug his little drops of Beatles in it. So he mentions John Lennon. She's a crowd pleaser. That's from Day Tripper. Like he.
Did you just grab the air again?
I did.
All right.
They kind of did little mini allusions to the Beatles. So I like that as a big Beatles nerd. I like that.
So you took it upon yourself to just do that nice little blend.
Blending.
Yes. Yeah. I like that, Danny.
Thank you.
You might lose points for that, but
I'm okay with that.
You all right?
And I told you this before. I said people may not like it, but I was happy with it because I kind of like the song more.
You made it yours.
I did. Thank you, Randy Jackson.
You made it yours, baby. That's what you did. And I like that.
Thanks.
And I appreciated that. So with that being said. Your grade for today
is silence is not golden here.
I'm gonna give you a B plus today.
I'll take that, thank you.
And you know why I'm gonna give you a B plus?
Why is that?
Because, like I said, your creativity was on point. I did appreciate the blend, by the way.
Thanks.
I thought you sounded damn good, but you didn't you know, you didn't
delve deeper into the original.
Yes.
That's fine.
You know,
by
so
me.
I was kind of like, you know,
waiting for it.
Yes.
I get it.
You know, my panties was a little bit in a bunch, you know, just waiting for that.
For the release.
Yes. So being that you didn't come through with it all the way, you're still passable, and I still enjoyed it nevertheless.
And the creativity somewhat made up for it, but not fully. I'm okay with that, because that's good. That's good. I'll take that.
All right. Good jobs, though.
Thank you.
I like it. So your homework for our live show.
Yeah, mind you that this will be performed live. I mean, this is live every week, but this is a horse of a different color. Live audience, this, that. So keep that in mind.
Yes, live audience that... you better come with your A game to that live audience.
I hope you kept in mind that this was for the live audience.
What that mean?
I don't know. You know exactly what it means.
Okay, well, yes, I did keep it in mind.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of wanted it to be different, and I wanted to be upbeat, and I wanted to be fun, and
right.
I want you to give when you step up on that stage at that live audience.
Okay.
So therefore, your song for January 8th, 2017 at Manhattan Brew and Vine will be Show You the Way to Go by the Jacksons.
Oh, okay.
Okay? That's going to be your song. Let me show you. Let me show you where to go. You better give.
Why don't you perform it?
No,
come on.
No. That would be a check. That would be a check, honey. You go up there.
That would be a check. Yeah, let the record show. No checks for Danny Love.
Don't worry. Checks will come. Soon come. So, soon come. They will come. Okay? So, I want you to go up there, and I want you to give it all you got. And it's super, super fun. We're going to have a good time with that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Have a drink before you perform, too, so that you could just loosen. You never know. You might come up there with the Santa dress. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a request? Santa dress, bow tie?
Never know. Surprise us. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, right in.
If you wear the Santa dress, make sure you throw them boxes on underneath, because I do not do well with penis caps underneath Santa dresses. So.
Hey, that's one of my bugaboos. I don't really do that very well.
Before we close out. Because Auntie Cole was rapping the finger. So, just before we go, Mixcloud's award-winning Lachey Show can be heard, of course, on Mixcloud, iTunes. Please continue, y'all, to support the movement, yo. Support the Lachey Show on Instagram, Lachey Show on Facebook, Lachey Show on Twitter. And if you missed our live broadcast today and you want to listen to it in the car, on the train, in the gym, while you pumping, walking on the treadmill, you know that you can catch the audio every following Tuesday at brooklynradio.com. Don't forget, it's one more show until we're off for Christmas and New Year's. We coming back with the live audience on Sunday, January 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Manhattan Brew and Vine. Also, we also have the Lachey Show Women Tees for sale.
Perfect gift for your significant other for the holidays. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Krimbus.
Yes. Karen, you said you was coming over here on Friday to get your Lachey Show t-shirts, and the bell ain't ring. I don't know what happened. But give me a call. The women tees are for sale for $20 plus shipping, and you can hit me at LacheyShow@gmail.com. And this talented bow tie wearing, Christmas dress wearing, bean pie selling,
B plus grading,
B plus great in having,
can be found.
White chocolate can be found.
Mm.
Where can you be found at?
At Danny Love, BITW on Instagram and Twitter.
And you know what? I'm not going to see you until the new year, right? So should I say happy holidays now?
We'll say it now, so it's in the time capsule.
But you know we're going to really see
each
other.
But if I see you, yeah, we'll see you. Okay. Happy holidays, everybody. From my family to yours.
From the Lachey Show to yours. Happy holidays, y'all. Thank you. Lachey Show.